Governor Paula Page gave up on finding common ground with Democrats a long time ago, but he's always been able to rely on the support of most Republicans in the main House. Now, as some Senate Republicans are eyeing a censure penalty, LePage will need the support of House Republicans to achieve any of his policy goals in the next legislative session. And as A.J. Higgins reports, some House Republicans say they need to hear more from LePage.
First-term State Representative Kyle Ward says he had to reschedule some business appointments to make sure that he would be present for the evening meeting of House Republican lawmakers. But the chief executive officer of the Nickerson and O'Day Construction Company in Brewer also says the GOP meeting may dictate whether House Republicans will be working with the governor or without him.
Well, I think a lot of how this is going to go is going to be dependent upon how the House Republicans come out of that room and what they think.
House Republicans say they aren't as concerned about a splashback effect from LePage's rant against Democratic Representative Drew Kateen as they are about their ability to actually work with the governor in the next legislative session. Representative Stacey Guerin, a Glenburn Republican and prominent conservative, says that even while the governor has flirted with the idea of resignation, the real issues for her and others are credibility, leadership, and ironclad assurances that the next 2 years are going to look markedly different than the last two.
I would want to have more input from the governor's office on what his ideas would be on a different direction he might be willing to take. And I think the idea of some kind of mediation firsthand with the caucus, with the Republican caucus, the Republican caucus that I am in, we do not condone that kind of language, that kind of aggressive behavior.
While some House and Senate Republicans are not ruling out a censure vote to condemn the governor's behavior, others say LePage's levels of sincerity and authenticity will help them make up their minds about whether the governor is ready to change his ways. Senator Paul Davis of Sangerville is a conservative who thinks LePage has to make an honest effort at conciliation with Kateen before anything can happen.
If he's sincere in his apologies with his meeting with Representative Kateen, if he is sincere, then I don't think we need to bother with any censure. I think we should move on and do the people's business.
Representative Deb Sanderson, a Chelsea Republican, says she has seen her share of misbehavior among Democrats and Republicans, and that the legislature's focus should be on moving forward, not condemning the governor.
You know, I think what we need to do, instead of looking at punitive action toward the governor, is try to build a bridge between the governor and the legislature, especially the Republican legislators who are, you know, maybe feeling like outcasts from the governor right now.
But privately, some House Republicans concede that it's hard to build bridges with a governor who excels at burning them down. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.